Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, the show about everything and nothing at all. Now please welcome the Educated Redneck himself, Mr. Dan Ellison.
And greetings. Day after Easter. We're here. We're back. Don't sound terrible even though I'm missing two teeth. Yeah, getting old sucks. But I guess it beats the alternative. Been a crazy day in the news, as always. This just... Folks, if you got the dollar right now, you better start finding out ways to get out of it. If your pensions and everything are based on dollars, you better figure out some way to get out of it. Because it's been destroyed. Now, there's many will say it was the Republicans that run up the debt, and many will say it was the Democrats. Both of them. Both of them have acted so irresponsibly. I call it to be treasonous. Of course, they said it was all because the pandemic. You know, the pandemic shut. The pandemic didn't shut nobody down because there wasn't no damn pandemic. How come the year that the pandemic killed people, there were no flu deaths? The flu just disappeared and was replaced by pandemic. And see, this goes by, again, I've said this before, the famous scene in Silence of the Lambs where Jodie Foster says, oh, that's fantastic of her. She's given her daughter a name to the killer, and since she gave him a name, it's now personal. It's now more real than just saying a victim. And the same way goes for COVID and the Rona. In the past, there were multitudes of flus bouncing around the United States. But everybody just said, what kind of flu do you have? You got the puke flu, you got the body ache flu, and that was the end of it. Now they got the Rona. Oh, it's the XBB. It's the XB1. Sorry, it's all these different variants so that they can make it new every day. They can scare you anew every day. They can get you paranoid anew every day. Folks, listen to me. Listen to me. Hear me good here. When you walk out the front door, the air is full of germs. When you touch any surface, the surface is full of germs. When you eat any food, the food has germs in it. And you know why that's not a problem? Because you have an immune system that was designed to fight everything that you face. And one thing they've proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that destroys your immune system is worry. That's why when they tell people are stressed and worried, they're more susceptible to getting sick. And when you look at every major study about every single disease, the list of contributing factors always involves stress. And when you sit here and fear touching everything because it might have germs on it, you stress your immune system and make yourself weaker. See, that was one of the numbers that nobody's talking about out of all the data that came out of the Rona. One of the contributing factors in people who got it was they worried about getting it. See, this is where we're getting what many of you call mystical stuff. This whole idea of your thinking can change your environment. And it can. It's been proven. They don't want you to be positive. They want you to be negative. And I admit, it's hard some days to just stay positive hearing all the negative stuff that's out in the news. I admit it. But here's the one thing to always remember. And if you don't believe in an afterlife, that's your problem. I do. When you leave here, it gets better. But you got to do your time here to learn the things that you're supposed to learn so that when you get to the next life, you don't bring all that garbage into the next life. And I was reading an article about karma and things like that. Somebody said the truth always comes to the surface. You can hide everything extremely well, but eventually, one day, it all comes out. And that's why. So just quit worrying so much and go live. Because in my book, the day you die is the start of the next adventure. The only people who really suffer are the people left behind. The people going don't suffer. The people here suffer for their loss. That person moves on and goes on to the next adventure, whatever that adventure might be. It's not the end. And then people go, oh, you're one of those dummies that believes in an afterlife. Well, you believe a man can be a woman. And I'm supposed to accept that. To believe it. And see, here's another thing. I saw a funny little cartoon that said so much. Because, see, that's the job of comedy, to point out the stuff that goes on. There was a woman, air quotes, sitting at a bar doing something that was wrong, and the bartender goes, hey, you can't do that in here. In which she replied, I'm a transgender. And he goes, oh, you can do anything you want. They've been elevated to a status symbol. It's not even equal. They've been elevated to a status symbol. And what have they done to earn that status symbol? Oh, they're so brave. They dress like a woman. That's not a bravery. What have they exactly done to deserve all the accolades? Nothing. At the other end of that stick, though, that doesn't mean they should be discriminated against. It doesn't mean they should be treated differently, but they sure as hell shouldn't be able to just pick what restroom they want to go into or what sport they want to compete in. People that screamed equality, that we're exactly equal, are now finally getting a true in your face, no, you're not. That doesn't make you a less person. But to say a woman's as strong as a man is a farce. To say a woman's physically equal to a man is a farce. Because you take two people of equal size, a male and a female, that are the exact same height and the exact same weight, the male's already superior because he has 30% more lung capacity and body mass. These are all facts. These are the true facts that none of these freakazoids want you to believe in. The reality. And it's really funny. It's like I said, the same people that will attack you for believing in a life after death are the same people that want you to believe that a man is a woman. Now, you can live any lifestyle you want to live. But I'm going to tell you, you walk as a male into the bathroom where my daughter's at, you ain't walking back out. Now, they need to fix that bathroom situation because, see, that's the other thing. And this is something that came to me the other day. You know, this female, air quotes, athlete in the swimming is taking all of these people's trophies. And then to hear that one woman, the one female swimmer who's actually a female, oh, by the way, she got attacked by a bunch of transgenders, you know, the tolerant ones. She said that she was in the female locker room and a guy come in, the woman, air quotes, and ripped her dick out. Now, you tell me where that's different than what they said Louis C.K. did. Remember, Louis C.K. got in a bunch of trouble because he supposedly, in his hotel room, whipped his dick out in front of a female comic. She didn't want to see dick. these female swimmers didn't want to see dick. So why does Me Too not apply to them? Why? Maybe Louis was identifying as a woman. And so it was okay for him to whip his dick out in front of a room full of women. So I guess what you got to do is when you walk into a room full of women, go, hey, I'm a chicken, and drop your pants and everything will be okay, right? There's a lot of common sense. It's gone. And we are sitting here right now up against a tragic wall that we have made. And there is no truth when everything is destroyed. You know, it's really funny the people that were harping like a bunch of, follow the science, follow the science. Well, the science says that there are men and women. That's the science. And I love that Matt Walsh piece. He had this transgender woman paramedic saying, oh, there's many different. And he goes, okay, so let me put this to you this way. You get called to an emergency. You arrive at the emergency. It is a person with a penis that's at the emergency. However, they tell you that they're a woman and they are suffering a miscarriage. What are you going to do? That left the transgender stupefied. They didn't know what to say because they knew that that was real science. Because this whole horse shit that men can get pregnant, oh, my God, folks. Can we stop this lunacy? And it is lunacy. You want to live as a woman, you live as a woman. But don't go in a woman's bathroom. You can play your game. You can pretend you're who you want to be. You can do all of that. But stay the hell out of the women's bathrooms. Stay out of the women's locker rooms. Stay out of the women's sports. Can somebody, it's really funny. For years we've heard about the Republicans' war on women, war on women. The Democrats have got a war on women that makes the American, the Republicans' war on women look like child's play. The Democrats have gone nuclear. They are ruining women's records. They are ruining women's sports. They are forcing women to see dick when they don't want to see one because the Me Too movement doesn't apply to Democrats. It only applies to Republicans. There's an open insanity going on in this country. And what it's going to take to stop it is for you to stand up and go, no. No. I am not going to play in your stupid game.
Well, you're just being insensitive to people who are...
They're mentally unstable people. I'm sorry, but I am not going to play along with their reality, air quotes. Now, you can be a femboy, but you're not a woman. This is degrading to women. You all understand that? You all get that? Because women are special in their own ways. A woman can make a baby with the help of a man. That's why we're designed to be together. That's why we're designed to complement each other. That's why each one of us has traits that complements the other person's traits. Women have been told that raising children is not a very worthy cause. How the hell did we get to that? Raising the next generation is probably the most important job on the planet Earth. But we have degraded it into something where you're somehow less of a human. No, you're not. You're more. And this whole idea of putting women in combat, this has been shot to pieces by studies. See, this is one thing they don't want to put out. The Marines actually did a study where they put integrated units up against all male units. And guess what? In every single category, in every single performance, the men outperformed the women on every single front. Why? because men have more body mass. Men are built to be strong. Women are not. But don't you dare say it. Don't you dare call it out. Don't you dare mention it. Don't you dare say anything. We're equal 100% right up to the point where we're getting our asses kicked in sports. I don't know if you saw the South Park one with Randy Macho Man Savage saying he's a woman. That's basically where we're at now. We have reached that level of insanity. Something that used to be a funny cartoon, we are now living a cartoon. Are you good with that? Are you good with living a cartoon? Because that's where we're at. That's exactly where we're at in this society. And it's a shame. It's a crying shame. And it's really funny that anything that they really don't want, like, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. That's a conspiracy theory. Why are we accepting that a woman is a man and then a man can get pregnant, which is absolutely insanity, yet the real truths are conspiracy theory? We in a hell of a pickle, kids. We in a hell of a pickle. I don't know what it's going to take to sit down and get your head right. I really don't. Because this is, I'm not going to play in your lunacy anymore. I'm not. You can't pick your pronouns. And I'm sick of it. I'm just sick of it. And one day, you're going to have to face that what you were doing is wrong. Now, do I think, you know, and see, that's the other thing. They've got all this stuff going on in Tennessee where they actually stormed violently the state house. Where's the screams of insurrection? Where are the screams of insurrection? Because there was a hell of a lot more of an insurrection in Tennessee than ever occurred in Washington, D.C. Just go along. And now they're all, everything a Republican does is a threat to democracy. Well, you know why? Because we're not a democracy. We are a constitutional republic. These people are not our leaders. They are our representatives. You understand what I'm saying to you? In a democracy, the majority always rules. In a democracy, we could vote transgenderism out. But a representative republic represents everybody equally. That's why we have a Bill of Rights. That's why we have a Constitution. That's why all these people who are out here ruling us like rulers are wrong. They are supposed to represent us. And they don't anymore. They represent Big Pharma. They represent the money. Look, here, I saw this the other day. Ocasio-Cortez, Cougar Mellencamp. You know who I'm talking about. The bartender wench who got elected. Now, she makes the same as everybody in Washington, D.C. Now, when she came into office 4 years ago, she was a bartender, a broke bartender. She has made $175,000. The same woman who was a broke bartender, had been broke all of her life, now gets elected. Guess what she's worth now? Anybody? Anybody have a guess? Anybody have a guess what Ocasio-Cortez Cougar Mellencamp is worth now? $20 million. So she made $175,000 for 4 years, and because of her superior financial wisdom, she is now worth over $20 million. I want to meet her financial advisor. Remember, this stupid bitch wore a dress that said, eat the rich. She is now eating herself. On $175,000 a year, in 4 years, she made $20 million. How the hell is that possible? Unless you're corrupt. Unless you're being paid off. Unless you're being bought. There is no way, no way, legally, that she went from a bartender in the Bronx to a 20 millionaire on $175,000 in 4 years. No way. So, well, it's time for the first break. When we come back, my buddy Herman is on the line. And we're going to get down to some discussing and talking and having some fun is what we're going to be doing. And I'm telling you, if you never sat around and listened to me and Herman talk, now you're going to get a chance. And I love talking with Herman because we see things from totally opposite ends of the spectrum. But at the same time, we see it very much alike. And it's everything the government doesn't want. They think we should never get along, and Herman and I are the best of buds. So I'm going to do a quick break. When I come back, Herman will join us, and we'll get to talking some stuff. Be right back.
Hi, I am Broccoli Man. I want to tell you about the upcoming food shortage. We are going to have a worldwide depression thanks to COVID lockdowns. You need to have a food supply. Don't wait in a food line and get a microchip. You need to grow your own. The easiest and best way is with Ground with a Garden. Ground with a Garden. Grow your own hydroponic garden indoors or outside in a vertical container garden. You all know me. I am serious about my broccoli and non-GMO food. I spend long days fighting globalist crime rings. This gardening solution is easy and does not take a lot of time. Trust me, you will be thankful you did it. That is groundwithagarden.com. Go there today. Protect your family and lessen the effects of the global food shortage. groundwithagarden.com.
My fellow Americans, it looks like some things have changed. Are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents? Younger parents aren't sure that an appreciation of America is the right thing to teach modern children.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
When I drive into a neighborhood and there are American flags, it's a message of white supremacy.
I'm warning of an eradication of the American memory that could result in an erosion of the American spirit.
We need to completely dismantle the police department.
If we forget what we did, we won't know who we are. We've got to do a better job of getting across that America is free, and freedom is special and rare. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of enterprise. As long as we remember our first principle and believe in ourselves, the future will always be ours. Ours was the first revolution in the history of mankind that truly reversed the course of government, and with three little words, we, the people. We the people are free. Once you begin a great movement, there's no telling where it'll end.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground. And take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. when he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear. Tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.
What a great message. I love that message. Stand your ground. Be done with this. Now we've got him out here online with us. Herman Hurston, are you there?
Yeah, what's going on, man?
Oh, man, always good to hear your voice. Except now we can talk for an hour and a half and we don't have to worry about just being on the phone.
Hey, well, I tell you, Dan, this is a great look. I'm going to tell you the issue I have already is small today. I don't know why, but my phone will not recharge. I don't know what's going on. So if I go dead for a second, I'm just getting another charger.
Ah, I got you. Everybody's been having trouble with their phones. I've been having trouble with my phone. Allie's been having trouble with her phone. There's something going on.
It's everywhere, man.
It is. And see, this is, again, where I tell people, take your pick what you think it is. Is it somebody messing with the phones, or is it solar? Is it solar flares? Is it EMPs? There's so many things it could be, but everybody I hear is having problems with their internet and their phones and their phone usages. And
the
again,
main thing it becomes
yeah,
a subject that keeps you busy. That's what it becomes.
Oh yeah. If you live completely on your phone. Which most people do.
It becomes a subject that occupies your mind for some odd reason.
Yep. There's a lot of them some odd reasons running around, isn't there?
Yeah, everywhere. Some odd reason. Some odd
reason. Some odd reason.
And, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's taking the place of them, whoever them are, and they.
Yes. Yeah.
There's them,
so
they, and now
some
odd reason.
Reason.
Yeah. Yeah. Because if you don't understand those, they're going to tell you, do you know what? No, I don't know what. I know I'm Herman and he's Dan. Who is what? It's just tricky with conversation right now. And people are not willing to take the time to say, hey, man, we're being fooled in many different directions. And it starts with just how we communicate with one another.
Well, yeah. Well, it goes back to that old phrase. It's easier to fool a man than convince him he's been fooled.
There you go.
That's
the
big truth.
Because have you been running into people being offended by small conversations that can be settled out if you just hear the person out?
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, it's just basic conversation. I'm talking about, it's like people are taking no responsibility for trying to understand anything.
Right. Exactly. They've been told
by
somebody they don't know. And they believe somebody they don't know over somebody they do know.
Yes. And no one will understand. It's like this. If you want people to grow, if you suggest something to a person, they can't come directly back with a question. People are not even answering what people are saying to them now. If you ask someone something, they don't answer your question. They think of another question to ask you. I don't understand this type of conversation.
Exactly. That's like when we go back and forth and hear what the other person says, and then we try to process it, and we will ask questions back and forth between each other. That's what I love about our conversations. It's never met with, you're wrong, and here's this. It's always, well, why are you in that corner? and we try to figure it out from each other's perspectives. And that's why our friendship helps me so much, in that we have two completely different views on life, yet we somehow manage to communicate with each other.
Yeah, because we can have conclusions in our thoughts. See, a lot of people don't process. It's like this. When someone's trying not to understand you or trying not to relate to you, and this is what we run into lots of times with people, you're trying to force conversations on people who don't relate to you, okay? And they're not feeling anything you're saying. They're not even trying to receive you, but we still keep trying to talk to these type of people. And you and I have a unique understanding that, hey, man, everybody, we are how we are. And everyone else out there around us sometimes are kind of strange to how we are. But that has nothing to do with us.
Exactly.
It has nothing to do with us. I can communicate with you and someone will say, man, Dan's this and Dan's that. I really don't care. I know who Dan is to me, and Dan knows who I am to him. Now, what dynamics you and Dan have, I don't understand, because Dan and I know how to relate. Now, if you don't know how to relate to Dan, you may end up having not necessarily friction, but there's a difference in thought, period.
Really?
And when people have differences in thought, that doesn't mean you have to drag a person's name. It doesn't mean it's fighting words. It just means that we agree to disagree, or we can come back to it one day and we may have had the same angle, but today we didn't see the same opinion. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Exactly. And see, I never pass off anything you say to me because I know you. And I know if you have something in this and you understand it, maybe I am missing something. And that's why I open my mind up and say, Herman, explain to me more.
There you go, because you know deep down there are no bad intentions from the beginning of the conversation. We come into the conversation with peace of mind and goodwill towards one another.
Exactly.
So therefore, how does evil come out of that from a conversation? See, there was something underlining before that conversation starts.
It's true. See, it's the part of the division factor. They got to get you hating the other person for some reason, and if you hate them for that reason, then their thoughts are all invalid.
Yes. And right now, people are living the bait-and-switch life. Okay, I come to you as if everything's okay. Then along the way, there's something that is not a part of this conversation I'm going to bring into. I'm going to spring this into action, okay? And you should have started the conversation with whatever you're building up into presenting, okay? That's how people make mountains out of molehills.
Truthfully.
You can talk about something when you first begin talking with the person if there's something that bothers you. But if you start a conversation like everything's okay, and then later on introduce something that's bothering you, there's going to be a problem in the conversation.
Truly. I think we've lost so much ability to communicate face-to-face is what a lot of the problem is. And somebody said to this to me years ago, and I kind of laughed at it, but now it kind of in its own way makes sense. He said, you know what the worst thing that happened to society was? And I went, what? He goes, air conditioning. And I was like, what are you talking about? He goes, hear me out. And I said, okay. He said, in the past, when it got hot, what did everybody do? He goes, they went out and sat on their front porch, and their neighbors were on their front porch, and before you knew it, you were having a conversation with your neighbor. And I went, man, I can't say he's wrong, because we did communicate more in the past before air conditioning when people got outside because it was just too hot to be inside.
Yes. And, you know, that's true. And grocery stores replace farmers markets and people trading goods.
Exactly.
You know? That's what, you know, that was a part of the other kick along with the AC. You know, you give them an AC, okay, and they can stay in the house, okay, and now they have a grocery store where they can enjoy going from the house to the grocery store, you don't have to go out in that yard. You don't have to go to the farmer's market. And then you forget, then they start describing everything is bad. Oh, there's flies and there's bugs. And, well, that's natural.
Yeah.
But it's never as bad as what they're describing. They're just trying to deter you from going out doing community things and coming together. And that's what it all comes down to.
And see, that used to be a lot with the big companies. I was with a big company, and they used to have, you know, family fun days where all the employees, and they paid for everything, and you came together, and you played baseball, and you played softball, you played volleyball, you hung out with your fellow coworkers outside of work, and then you all got to know each other. Now, for fear of being prosecuted if somebody's hurt at one of these fun days, they just cut it all off.
Now, do you remember that, man? That was when it was real, when they would have the gatherings at the park sometime, or they had Christmas gatherings. They had a lot of things back then where people gathered. And this was people of all colors. This is what – okay, the television was saying one thing, and I understood what the television was saying. But I saw people of all colors that came together at those times, at different times. And I understand there was a lot of things that were being projected towards us as people. But to be truthful, if we actually as people looked at what's going on versus what the world is trying to train you to be, you'll see there's a difference between reality and what that AI is telling you.
Exactly.
There's a big difference.
So I don't know if you heard
there's a big difference.
When you came in while I was talking, but here's something that bothered me. Okay. Now, you've heard the testimony of that female swimmer who just got beat up by a bunch of transgenders. After her speech, they attacked her and followed her and harassed her because she had the nerve to say it wasn't right for males to compete as females against females. And one of the things that she brought up was the fact that this guy came into the female locker room and just whipped his dick out. And she didn't want to see his dick. Isn't that Me Too? Isn't that the Me Too movement? What did Louis C.K. get taken down? Because he whipped his dick out in front of a female comic. Now, I guess if he'd have said he was a woman, it would have been okay.
Yeah. You know, you got to go back to Mr. Rogers. You got to go back to Mr. Rogers telling you that boys will be boys and girls will be girls, because it's like this. I tell ladies have brought this upon themselves in a lot of ways, okay? If you choose to support transgender males to replace females, you choose to have gay friends that are going to replace females, then this is not your friend. This is somehow an enemy. If ladies see, if there's an all-out attack on women right now, and it's not men. It's men, but it's not the regular guys. It's transgender men. I'm watching, say I'm transgender, so this is an excuse to beat a female because you're transgender. But how can I protect the female if you support the transgender? See what I'm saying? It's a double-edged sword. I can't even protect the female that I love because she supports a transgender that would beat her to death.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
I do. See, this is part of the insanity of all this.
Yes, you're putting yourself in a position, if transgender people can just stronghold and say, I'm going to take over a sport, and if you say anything about it, we're going to beat the women too. Hold it now. First it was like, we're going to turn on the guy. Now the transgender said, we're going to beat the women too. So guess what this means, people? We are at war.
Yeah.
We are at war. Transgenders, LGBTQ, is at war with the heterosexuals, whether we know it or not, because I've heard transgenders say we must pick up arms to represent ourselves. What? Pick up arms? Hold it. Now, isn't it enough to be recognized? Now you're talking about shoot people?
Yeah,
I'm listening to
how
it bands.
To being superior.
Thank you. This is not about fairness. This is about taking over, and I'm
going to
make you accept me.
Yes.
Come hell or high water, you're going
to
accept
it. Right. You can't just allow it to happen. That's okay.
No, can't allow it to happen. We're
going to
force feed this.
Yeah, now you've got to not only allow it to happen, you've got to crow that it's the best.
Yeah, because now you're trying to take a heterosexual male like ourselves, right? And if you force talking against transgenders to be a crime just from conversation, that means that a male figure's hands are tied towards anything they do. They can go out and murder people, and you're trying to make it so that transgenders can get away with pure murder and it be okay because they're transgender. I can murder you because I'm transgender. I can do this because I'm transgender. I can rob a bank because I'm transgender. Everything is because you're transgender. That cannot go. If someone doesn't put a standard, if we all have standards, how does the trans world turn into a point where they can change everything and you lose your civil rights to transgender ways?
Exactly. It's like the whole bathroom situation. They can walk in any bathroom they want. They can compete in any sport they want. They can, like I said, they've gone from where it was a discrimination. I'll grant them that at some point there was. But now they're wanting superiority. They're wanting to be named the top of the stack. And you can never question their motives. Their motives are always pure.
Purely insanity. Pure insanity.
Even though in Loudoun County, where the female transgender went into the women's bathroom and raped the girl. So you've got to believe that he means it, but now he goes in there and rapes a girl, so how can you say he meant it?
The only thing that I've ever said is, as a true male figure, okay, as true as I see myself to be, I used to say back in, I said this before the COVID situation, when they first started talking about males going into the bathroom as transgenders. And I tell them, as a heterosexual male, you're just putting your life at risk, and I'm done with the conversation. And you can say whatever you want to say after that, transgenders or whatever they want to say. If you go into the bathroom with my daughter and you're a man, you chose this now. I don't have a lot of conversation because I know you get into, when you get to talk about transgenders and LGBTQ, whatever you say is always blown out of proportion. So only thing
exactly.
I have to say, a male should not be in the bathroom with a female, especially a little girl, no matter what title you put on you. If you have a wanger dangling, you should not be in the bathroom with females. The end. I don't care what you say. Now, if you want to go against that, then now we're at a stalemate because I am still an alpha male, and the male that goes to the military, ain't no transgender going to the military to serve no country and dying in no other country. So I'm not going to put a transgender on the level of making decisions in this country that you're not going to fight for on a national level. You're not going to go to no war. Ain't no transgender going to no war with me. Because you be so caught up into what you're trying to do, you can't be in a war with me. I'll put it like this, Dan. I probably shouldn't say this. If a transgender's in the war with me, let me tell you what happens to transgender. You're not going to make it back home. Okay?
Exactly.
You're not going to make it
back
home.
That's what nobody... See, war is the ultimate of, I have to admit it, testosterone. That's what war is. It's the ultimate expression of testosterone. But it's not toxic masculinity, don't get me wrong, but it is what is part of it.
There's no toxic masculinity in the word murder you murder me. Toxic masculinity only fits in that from someone that has never, ever had to or are willing to participate in giving up their life for this nation.
Exactly.
Okay? Because if you're not toxic and you got to murder somebody, then what the hell should you be? If a boxer is not toxic at that time when they're fighting the person in front of them, they're going to lose. Who's ever most toxic wins? This is where we live in.
And see, that's
period.
The whole thing. I know you've heard this expression, the pen is mightier than the sword. No, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, it's not. Because when
it's
push
not.
Comes to shove, words will get you to a certain point. Once you hit that breaking point, violence is the only thing that's going to solve it.
I always tell a person
because
about all these words. Have
you
ever been
so
hit
far.
In the mouth? Yes.
There you go.
The average person that talks about a lot of words have never been hit in the mouth.
Exactly. So, boy, it changes words real quick. It changes
it sure
everything
does.
Real quick.
It sure
and
does.
And that's why a 6 foot tall man rippling with muscles can walk through a bad neighborhood and not be approached because they don't want that fight. They want a victim. And we are training kids that they are victims, that they are weak, that they are not strong, that they need something. We're not teaching them like we were taught when we were younger. You're a strong person inside. You're a strong individual. Doesn't mean to hate and not work with people, but it means you don't need people to be strong. Herman is strong
well, we have
from day one.
Yes. Have you ever asked the question, okay, at one time, the LGBTQ is fighting now because before the Barack Obama administration, the LGBTQ was looked at as a mental institution.
Agreed.
Okay? It was looked at as a group of mentally disturbed people. Now, once you say okay to, let's take away LGBTQ. Say, for instance, I say, it's okay to kill people once I've given everybody a gun. You're going to have a lot more murders.
Yes.
Once I say it's okay to rape anyone, male or female, there are going to be a lot of rapes. Once we say
exactly.
Okay, just because we said okay does not mean it's right.
Right.
Period. And we're saying okay to a group of people who don't know who they are. You're telling me I'm lost within myself. I'm not speaking bad on LGBTQ. I'm not speaking bad on transgenders. I'm speaking on anyone that doesn't know who they are. If you're not sure of who you are, even if you're not, even if you're heterosexual, you're going to be off balanced.
Right, and exactly pointed out by their suicide rate, higher than any
Thank
group
you.
In the United States, which they pass off onto, it's because you made me feel bad. No, it's not because I made you feel bad. That came from inside of you.
Only thing that we did with transgender and LGBTQ was make a person, we identified a weakness in people and gave it a title. We identified
True.
A weakness in people and gave it a title. And now you're giving this weakness and gave it a title, and it's about to become a part of humanity, which means that now we have broken people now making the broken decisions.
Oh, yeah. And see, it was really funny because this used to be a disqualifying thing, and you know this, in getting your security clearances. And now the head military person is a transgender.
Yeah. Who may change their mind from being what they are because they can, because I have the ability to do all I can. So now, I guess pretty soon we're going to have people identifying as being animals and stationary position things. You know, how are you? My name is Herman. Call me a mountain. What do you mean, the mountain? I identify as a mountain. Don't talk to me. I can't really speak. I'm a mountain.
What? Exactly.
You can be anything you want to be. Hi, I'm a ruler. Hi, I'm a spoon. This is what
yep.
we're going to get into very soon.
Well, they got kids now that think they're cats sitting in schools meowing and all this other stuff, and the teacher has to play along with it.
So I guess anybody that's a bottle of ketchup, you're supposed to just bleed all over the place, huh? What are we doing?
Well, it's like I said, Louis C.K. did exactly what this female swimmer did. He had his career ruined, and they are now an NCAA champion.
I don't get this. I don't get how you can say, okay, I'm a loser as a guy. Now, this is what people are saying. I'm a loser as a guy. As a loser as a guy, I want to be a winner, so I'm going to become a female. Because I want to be a winner.
I'm going to change the thing about myself. I'm going to be the same guy.
I'm going to be the same guy. No breasts, no nothing. And I'm going to stand before you and say, I identify as a woman. And if someone says, what is a woman? A woman is anything that they want to be. A woman can be anything in the world, and it's just amazing. If you ask a transgender, How do you identify a woman? Man, that would be the longest conversation of bull crap.
Oh, wait a minute, though. One person did get it right, Matt Walsh. Did you see that video with him and the transgender paramedic?
Oh, yeah, I saw it, but Matt Walsh still puts in a position where they don't make no sense with what they're saying. He makes sense.
Well, he said to this female, air quotes, paramedic,
uh-huh,
that if you were sent on a call and the person was in incredible pain and you rolled in and it was a dude complete with a penis, but he's told you he's a woman and he believes that his condition is that he's having a miscarriage, he asked her, what are you going to do? And she didn't have an answer. Because when the rubber meets the road, baby, those are what's called facts, is what those are called. Those are called facts. And believe me, she was stumped. She literally had no answer. Because they knew. This arguing this whole idea, like I said, I get it. You want to live your life the way you want to live it. I don't care about it. But don't expect me to take what is real and make it unreal because you want yourself to be something you're not.
Yes. Whenever I hear people say that, I listened to some stuff when I was a kid, you know. Open, come open the magic door with me. With your imagination, there's so much we can see. And that is the truth. If you open your imagination, and this is what we're doing right now, we are imagining we can be anything and putting our imagination into reality of things that are not real. Right now,
exactly.
It's like everybody wants to be a unicorn.
Because see, here's the whole thing, and I think this is an old phrase that in my belief is the worst thing you can say to a kid. You can be anything you want to be. No, you can't. You can be anything your skill ability will allow you to be.
Anything you may be capable of, you can be.
Right.
Because
you just can't be anything.
If the height of something is 6 feet tall, and you're only 3 feet tall, you can't reach it. Now, you may have the abilities to fabricate something to reach it. But with your natural abilities, and this is what we get great, the natural ability, it is not possible. And that's what we're doing right now. We're taking things that are not natural and trying to make it seem so ordinary.
Yes.
And it's not natural.
No. Bill Maher brought up something. Bill Maher brought up something that is really true. He got up the number of transgender by percentage of the United States, and it was always this teeny amount right up until recently, and now everybody is. It's just an explosion.
Not everybody.
Because when you're young, and this is why young people can't have guns. This is why young people can't vote. When you're young, you're going through a world of confusion and learning.
You're impressionable.
And very, but nobody wants. They're talking about transitioning kids as young as 3 years old, dude.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's sickening. I'll stand up and say that to anybody in any room. That is sickening. Because you're going to chop off and give hormone blockers to a kid just because they're young and impressionable and they see something and they go off on it that's probably not even really who they are, but it doesn't matter. That's why they're young and impressionable. That's why they can't drink. That's why they can't vote. That's why they can't own firearms. They can't make decisions for themselves because they do not have the ability to make decisions for themselves. Yet, here we are saying that they are responsible. I'll put it to you this way. When I was younger and had insurance, my wife, I was married at the time. I think she was 27 or something like that, wanted to have her tubes tied and was met with great resistance because they said she was too young to make that decision in her 20s, yet we have kids in their single-digit age that can decide what sex they want to be.
Yes. Yeah, and that's a sickening situation, because we're not living it. We're living in a false sense of reality, and making it okay to be in that. This is what is blowing my mind right now. How do you look at terms of false sense of reality and live as though it's not there, okay? I cannot see a wall and see the wall there and try to walk through it. And this is what we're doing right now with life.
Yes.
You cannot walk through a wall. It's there. It exists. You cannot say, oh, I just don't want to be a man today. That is a wall. That is a barrier. In order to change that barrier, you got to drill a hole through it. You got to make a doorway. And this is what we're doing right now. We're making doorways on solid walls that should not be changed. This is what we're doing right
100%.
Now.
100%. That's 100% what we're doing right now. And it's like I said, though, if you're a man and you want to wear dresses, but you're still a man. If you're a man and you want to be effeminate and act effeminate, you're still a man. That doesn't change.
You still
biology doesn't change, you know. But we're at the point now where we've got to accept mental decisions as if it's real.
Yes, and this is why I tell people saying education is going to school. No. Education has been redefined to what my grandfather told me a long time ago. Education is the adaptation to one's environment. Education is the adaptation to one's environment. You know what I'm saying?
It's the truth. It's the truth.
And if you don't evaluate how you adjust environmentally, then you perish, because the water, the air, and the land is most important. Because if you don't have that under control, then all that we're trying to do on it, in it, and within it is going to not be there. We're so concerned about things that don't matter. These guys, we got chemtrails in the air, and we're too worried about who's going to whose bathroom. This is what's going on. It's a distraction, man.
Exactly.
It's a distraction. I don't have time to worry about one person's suffrage of something they put themselves into. You decide to be transgender, you're just mad because the whole world don't want to pay attention to it. You decided to be whatever you are, and then, well, I didn't choose this. What the hell if you didn't? Because if you didn't choose anything else other than to be loud and out of control about a situation that I said, I see you, your problem is I don't see you. You don't have a problem with being gay or transgender. You have a problem with the world knowing that you are. You're going to accept what I am. I don't have to. That's like me saying you're going to accept I'm heterosexual. And you're fighting against that because you want to be whatever you're going to be. You feel what I'm saying? Hey, Dan. Hello? Can you hear me?
Dan, I want to read this. So what is one of the comments? Okay.
Hello? Dan. Hello.
Remember when no one thought that 1 year from the election, the Dow would be up 28.5%.
You've got very strong growth, a terrific employment market.
We have no inflation, virtually no inflation.
Wages climbed 2.7%. The unemployment rate matched a 50-year low.
Oil prices dropping today, tumbling more than 3%.
President Trump's policies, tax cuts, deregulation, opening energy.
Whether you're a blue-collar or white-collar worker, he's taking care of all collars.
He is rebuilding this economy
in ways experts say was never possible.
The Biden administration faces another crisis amid a growing
backlog. It is not a pretty picture here at the pump. The price of gas increasing more than 6% over
You're paying more for everything.
Freaks, outsiders, weirdos, the wallflowers, oddball loser, fish out of water, speak up, talk quieter. We are different. There's no arguing. It's a fact. A patchwork of flaws, we grow and adapt. We're funky, unconventional, see life through kaleidoscope eyes. In a field full of clovers, with our four leaves, we bask in blue skies. Flaws are natural. Our imperfections, our weaknesses, our scars. There is a misfit in all of us. We just have to be brave enough to embrace who we are.
Have you looked at the price of Bitcoin lately? Cryptocurrencies are the hottest financial investment right now. Well, what if you can get free Bitcoin fractions by having an app on your phone or PC? Introducing Lolli, a website that rewards you with free Bitcoin pieces with your online purchases. You purchase from one of thousands of companies like Chewy, Old Navy, Groupon, and others. You get a percent of your purchase back in Bitcoin. Use my link on freedomizerradio.live or find me on Facebook for your special link to get started. Lolli, earn free Bitcoin while you shop.
I'm Lauren Boebert, and I travel down to McAllen, Texas to the Rio Grande Valley sector to see what's up at our southern border. So here's what's up at the border. Illegal aliens crossing the border, that's up. Sex offenders crossing the border, that's up. Drug trafficking, gun smuggling, human smuggling, that's up. Unaccompanied children being sent on this journey alone, and even worse, given over to the cartel, that is way, way up. You know what's not up at the southern border? Respect for law and order, funding for our border patrol. And where's the media to cover this crisis? More than 70 days ago, Biden named cackling Kamala as border czar, but she hasn't done a single thing to protect the American people. She hasn't even been down here to see the border or the tens of thousands of children wrapped in aluminum foil. You can't just hear about what's happening. You have to come down here to see for yourself, to really understand the devastating reality at our southern border. So I brought Kamala down to see exactly what this regime is responsible for with their man-made crisis. Now, Kamala, I want you to stand here and look at what you've done.
Earthing, also known as grounding, is the act of touching our body's skin directly to the earth, just like our ancestors did as they slept, sat, and walked on the ground nearly every day of their lives. This simple connection allows Earth's natural negative electrons to enter the human body, pacifying dangerous free radicals, which, if left unchecked, can cause severe damage to cells that can lead to many chronic diseases. Ground Therapy's patented process and suite of products were designed for you to experience all the benefits of grounding in your busy and modern lifestyle. And you'll experience the benefits of grounding within the safety and comfort of your home or office throughout the entire day, just as if you were touching the earth itself.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores. It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better. Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like...
But what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
All right, we're back. Let's see if Herman can hear me now. Can you hear me, Herman?
Oh, without a doubt.
Ah, finally.
Can you hear me?
Wow, that was... Yeah, I can hear you now. That's weird. I actually had to dump out and call back in.
Oh, okay.
That's one of the most bizarre things I've ever had happen. It's almost like we ticked somebody off.
Yeah, man.
Well, we got a few minutes left here. He's out there doing what?
Oh, no, I'm just out here putting my berries together, that's all.
Ah, well, we've got about 20 minutes left. I might end a few minutes early because I got to make it to the dentist today. But I want to shift a little gears and let's move over to something else. That's, I don't know if a lot of people are watching what's going on overseas, and boy, is it getting crazy, man.
Oh, without a doubt. And no one's paying any attention. We were talking about the distractions that's keeping people from noticing what you're here to talk about.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of really bad things getting set to go. And one of them is the dollar's about to vanish. Because once they start trading oil and something besides the dollar is done.
The dollar is done. Then what?
And you and I have talked about that privately many times, that when the dollar does go, all these people who went and got these highfalutin degrees, and they're all managers, and they're going to be useless. The only thing that's going to be useful in society is, can you fix something?
That's it. Can you fix something? Because now they're taking away the internet influencer situation. That's drying up.
Oh, yeah. As well it should.
Yeah.
This whole influencer fad has been wow.
Yeah.
I think it's created a mountain of the problems we have. And again, it comes down to how easy your life is measured, how your life is going along is measured by what you worry about. Because homeless people don't worry about a man using a woman's bathroom or a woman's using a man. They worry about finding food and shelter.
Right.
The very basics. Their whole day is finding food and shelter. The basics. If you don't have a job to go to pay you money to just go buy things, then you're going to have the ability to make those things yourself. And most of America have forgotten all of those skills.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. No skills are there anymore. You know, I just finished doing my garden, getting my garden prepared, you know. No one's doing that. No one's doing that anymore.
Nobody.
No one's really making gardens in regular areas. Now, you're talking about people that are used to gardening. Yeah, that's happened. But someone that moved away from gardening and coming into an area, just having a little small garden in your backyard or doing something in your home or apartment that could make a few more things convenient for you, they don't do it.
No, And also many cities have ordinances against you doing that.
Wow.
That you can only plant ornamental plants in your front yard because they don't want you printing something you can feed yourself with.
That is crazy. That is crazy. Because what
they
I do
want
is I put ornamental flowers.
They want you to be hooked on the government is what they want you to be hooked on. That's why this whole battery-operated car thing. Because they really are good. They're good for a city, but you try to go anywhere in them, they're not.
No, because you're stuck somewhere stranded.
Right. And that's why
where
they want
you
to use public
transit.
You've been out to L.A., right?
Yeah.
Now, you know as well as I knew, out there, most people park on a street.
Yeah.
So how the hell are you going to charge your car when your apartment is 2.5 blocks from where you parked your car?
Thank you.
Are you literally going to string a 300-foot cord to your car and if you've got that strung down the sidewalk and somebody trips over it, you've got a lawsuit on your hands.
This is what they're not paying. And see, this thing is they're giving, okay, when they have you live an unrealistic life, you can believe in unrealistic things.
Exactly.
And this is what happened. They take you so far into the water until they let you drown. And right now, this is the drowning point. Ladies, you can have a man making $400,000 a year, $500,000 a year, and you can have two kids and find your man. That's a fantasy. They're getting people to believe in the 1% of reality. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
You realize that? The whole world wants to be the 1%.
Exactly. And they believe just because they want to be, they should be.
Thank you. And this is what's happening. 1%ers. These 1%ers are everywhere right now.
You and I face this in the comedy world. There's people who just say, oh, I'm this, when you're not. But you can't say that to them. Because in their mind, they have sold themselves.
Yeah.
That they are exactly what
they
say they are.
Yeah. In their mind, they pay some dues. In their mind.
Right.
Period. And no matter what an elder person says, see, there's no such thing as elder understanding anymore. Oh,
no.
I'm an influencer. I'm this. I've done this a year. Okay, I've done something for 30 years, and you've done something for a year, and you're going to debate with me how it should be. That's amazing. This is the world we live in.
It is.
I have one solid year in comedy, but I'm one of the best because I'm an influencer. And you, old man, haven't done what I've done with the internet, so you don't know.
Yeah.
But those
exactly.
are the same people living with their mom.
Yes.
You know, same person living with your mother. You know, I don't get it.
Well, there's earned praise, and then there's just praise. And we have a tendency now to just fling praise because, again, we've been taught that to critique to say something that's not just positive is wrong.
Yeah.
That makes you're a bitter person. Why can't you just, I see reality.
Because you can be fat and overweight because I say, hey, man, you might need to watch your eating habits because, are you fat bashing? Are you body shaming? What? What the fuck are you talking about? Am I body shaming? I'm trying to help you with your health. No, what you're trying to do is talk about my body. Well, it is part of your body. You're a big motherfucker that needs to lose weight. Oh, excuse me.
Oh, you don't have to worry about that here.
Okay.
I drop them here every once in a while.
Yeah, it's a big bastard that needs to lose weight, you know?
Yeah. But that's the whole thing is now we have turned the word critique into something bad. That everything is just the way the person says it is, and that if you don't see it exactly the way they see it is, it's your problem and not theirs.
There you go.
And we have hit that magic moment.
Yes. And it's just, I'm at a point right now when nobody wants to see any point of suggestion of reality. Nobody. Nobody wants to see any point of reality. None. You know, I can talk to people about things, about growth and understanding, and it's nothing. I get nowhere, man. And I'm talking about I'm noticing people I love very much. I have to really stay away from them because they hurt you the most.
Exactly.
They hurt you the most.
You do nobody a favor by agreeing with them being wrong.
Thank you, man. You do nobody a favor by agreeing with them being wrong.
Yeah.
Why can't people see that? The purpose of agreeing with you being wrong, why would I do that? I'm going to make you
go
feel good about being.
Along.
Yeah, go along to get along is a new thing. Go along to get along. You know, where there's a, you know, everybody used to say where there's a wheel, there's a way. I don't know wheel.
But see, the whole problem is, and again, when you go back, a lot of the old sayings do carry water. A lot of old sayings do carry water. And the one is, strong men create good times create weak men create bad times. And it's because there does need to be a moral center. There does need to be breaking points. Everything can't be right. Like now they're trying to say that a pedophile is minor attracted. No, he's a pedophile, and he needs to be put under a dirt bath is what he needs to be.
Thank
6 feet under that dirt bath. Because you're destroying an innocence in that person. And you can go find molested kids, and they've all had their innocence destroyed.
That's right.
And that's why we should not even be discussing sexual things with people under 13 or 14 in my book.
That's true. They're minors.
They're minors. But why do we have a rating system on movies if you're just going to do whatever the hell you want? I do agree with rating systems on movies, so you at least have an idea of what you're walking into.
Yeah.
And as young people, we were kept away from the traumatic stuff because young people's imaginations take things to places that you wouldn't take them yourself.
Thank you.
And again, like I said, Bill Maher, King Lib has started to see the insanity of what's being done right now. So when you can get him to see it, you've really done some stuff.
Yeah.
And he is calling out the transgender movement. He is calling out this whole movement of where you just cancel people because they disagree with you. This should be an open discussion in public. That's why the First Amendment was the First Amendment.
Correct. But when you decide to turn things, yes, you can't make things fit whatever you decide to make things fit. We as a people, okay, and we as a people have to look at this thing. We can't say, okay, this group, which is a very, very, very small group of people, and they're a small group of people that are a new creation within this nation to be shown as advertised as the norm. Now, you've been existing, okay? But you know there's something different about you, period. You got to. They're the recreation people and the non-recreation people, which I call the recreation people. There's recreation people and recreation people, okay?
Yep.
And recreation people will never reproduce, period. That is the difference between those recreational people will never reproduce. Reproductional people will reproduce, period. And reproductional people are the only ones to produce the non-productional people. This is what they got to understand. Without productional people that reproduce, you as a recreational person who choose to live your life as you choose, your life, you're bringing life to an end. Because after you exist, you will have no linear after you. That's it. You said, I decide to stop life. I'm the end of the line. There is no more after me. That's what homosexuals and LGBTQ and transgenders are saying. I am the end of the line. Because after you, there's this death. There's no reproduction. You're talking about a group of people with no reproduction possibilities outside of disorder.
Exactly.
You can only reproduce.
It's funny how this planet made it through all these years and all these trials and tribulations and got to this point. So now we're going to debate everything that got us here and change it because it's wrong.
Yeah, it's just wrong. Everything we've done is just dead wrong now. Everything.
Yeah.
Everything we've done is dead wrong. We've not made no right choices up until this point. Now, we've made a lot of wrong choices. But, damn, we're trying to figure that out. Okay, we're trying to figure the wrong choices we made out. We're trying to sort that out. Now we're bringing in new dynamics within that dynamic. That is hell.
Yeah.
Now you're trying to change the whole group of people. You're changing humanity.
Exactly.
You feel me? You want to change humanity. And expect me to accept the change humanity is non-insanity and live within your fantasy. And I'm wrong if I choose to think independently.
How? Exactly. Again, it's gone beyond acceptance, and it has now turned into preference. It must be your preference and not your acceptance.
Yeah, your preference.
It's going to be your individual preference. Like I said, if everything keeps going and we have a nuclear war, none of this is going to matter. Because, somebody drops a nuclear bomb and people are trying to live, and somebody's not going to come to you and call me she or her. They're just going to come to you and go, man, I need help. And they certainly ain't going to care what your opinion is.
Well, I tell you honestly, in war times, I have, and I'm not saying this, and I don't want anyone to take this wrong, but I'm speaking specifically in case of war, like you're saying right now. If you happen to be in case of war and you want to state that you're LGBTQ or whatever, you're going to die. Period. Females and women that can't listen, you're going to die. Men that can't listen, you're going to die. Children, they already did.
Oh, yeah.
Period. So I'm trying to figure out what people are not getting. In case of emergency, all homosexuals and LGBTQ who cannot stand order and understand order will die. Anyone that does not understand order will die. This is coming to this point.
100%.
And people not understanding it is a cold thing to say, but hey, it's what it is. And I hate to be the bearer of what you want to call bad news, but if you hear Dan and I speak, it's not bad news. It's informing you beforehand. If you want
to
take it as bad news,
it.
So be it. Yes. We've talked about things before. Man, we've been talking about things for so long, Dan, that have come to fruition. It's amazing.
Oh, 100%
amazing.
Well, I hate to do this, but we have come up against the wall, and I absolutely need to be right on time today because I got to get to the dentist and finish up this tooth work I'm having done. But it's been a great time talking to you, Herm, as always. You know, when we get on the phone,
my friend.
It is never dull. It's never boring. And I learn, and you learn, and we learn, and hopefully somebody else can learn from what we're saying.
You're never lying. I hope you can learn something, man.
We broke the paradigm.
Yeah. A long time ago.
A long time ago. Well, folks, I hope you enjoyed the conversation. I sure did. And Herman is my best friend. He's one of my best friends on the planet Earth, and him and I come from so opposite backgrounds, yet we see everything eye to eye in ways that I can't tell people. And it's always a pleasure talking to you, Herm. And I hope you have
a wonderful
day out there.
You too, buddy. You be safe out there, and everybody too.
All right. For all of you listening, as always, if you're listening to this, you are the resistance. Have a great day.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground. And take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.